I looked, the cafe was empty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Three American citizens imprisoned in China for years are expected to arrive back in the U.S. very soon.
After 12 years of what the State Department calls wrongful detention in China, Texas businessman Mark Swidon is finally returning home. He was on death row in China on what his congressional supporters say were bogus charges. Swidon suffered brutal abuse and neglect, according to John Kam, a human rights group leader who advocated for Swidon's release.
He is really a shadow of his former self. He has suffered a great deal.
Also released by China, American John Lung, accused of espionage and held since 2021, and Kai Lee, accused of espionage.
CBS's Scott McFarland. Nearly 72 million Americans are expected to take to the roads this Thanksgiving, but the weather may cause some to rethink their plans, including this woman in Buffalo, New York.
There's a big snowstorm coming to Buffalo, so we're going to end up going back on Friday and cutting our trip 2 or 3 days short, but we think it's better that than driving the middle of the storm on Sunday.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says it might be best to get to your Thanksgiving destination early today because
the I-95 corridor, especially from the D.C. area on north, is going to be hampered by very wet weather as we get on into Thursday afternoon.
Many Americans got out of town yesterday. CBS's Dina Demetrius takes a look at the holiday air travel.
Snow in Denver delayed hundreds of flights, while air traffic control staffing issues again caused delays at Newark Liberty Airport. But airlines have managed to keep cancellations low.
We left way early, and we got here and we checked in. It was super easy, so we were very surprised.
The weekend weather could complicate the trip home on the roads and in the skies. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team and several of his administration picks have been targeted by swatting incidents and bomb threats. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
Among the victims of bomb threats and swatting incidents, President-elect Trump's choice for attorney general, his chief of staff, and his picks to lead the Commerce Department and Environmental Protection Agency.
Also targeted, former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. He was President-elect Trump's first pick for attorney general. He dropped out following fallout over allegations of sex trafficking and illicit drug use, allegations he denies. The president-elect has chosen Keith Kellogg as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. Kellogg is a highly decorated retired three-star general, and he's been Trump's top advisor when it comes to defense issues. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
After lighting up much of the U.S. skies last month, we could again see the northern lights. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Solar storms may produce faint auroras across the northern rim of the U.S. this Thanksgiving. Those in Montana, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and upper New York should look up Thursday and Friday nights. Experts say the auroras may last only briefly, and seeing them will depend on how intense the solar storms get. Despite the spectacle, wait for clear skies to get dark, then go outside away from bright city lights. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Here's a cool tip. Taking a picture of the northern lights with a smartphone camera may also reveal hints of the aurora that are not visible to the naked eye. What's that up in the sky? Why, it's a frozen turkey. For the third straight year, an Alaska woman has been dropping frozen turkeys from an airplane to some of the most remote residents. She says she plans to drop 32 turkeys this year. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Ah!
news and timeless hits. Good morning. It's WRJN. Just after 5 o'clock, usually Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report is on this time. Even Pam takes a holiday off now and then. She's got turkeys to catch and turkeys to cook. Hopefully you do too as we celebrate Thanksgiving morning. Don Rosen up at 6 this morning on WRJN.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits. Make our own lightning. Hey, she got the way to move me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning into the 5 o'clock hour. Pam Yonke, usually here with the Midwest Farm Report, but Pam gets a morning off to celebrate Thanksgiving. Don Rosen will be in just after 6 this morning. David Mack, one of our city alders, will be here to co-host the show with him. It all happens after the 6 o'clock news with Don Rosen here on WRJN. Early morning, timeless hits, Diana Ross, and There Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Charm, I hang it on my arm. I
Refreshed. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The ink wasn't yet dry on the Indian Citizens Act of 1924 when voter suppression of Native Americans began. Natives have been fighting for their right to register and vote, proper representation, and fair voting districts ever since. The Brennan Center for Justice writes that for decades, Arizona disenfranchised Native Americans because they were, quote, persons under guardianship. New Mexico's constitution stipulated that people who didn't pay taxes, including natives on reservations, could not vote. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibited these suppression tactics, but the U.S. Supreme Court's 2013 Shelby decision opened a floodgate of new native suppression in Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Nevada, and other states. Recently, proof of citizenship and voter ID laws have targeted natives, some of whom don't have an ID or live in remote areas without street numbers. Counties have used at-large voting districts to dilute native voting power or remove drop boxes or polling places, forcing voters to drive sometimes more than 100 miles to vote. What can be done? The federal Native American Voting Rights Act is stuck in Congress, but New Mexico passed its own version in 2023. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act restores protections stripped from the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the Freedom to Vote Act would expand voting access for all Americans. We have resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Early morning Beach Boys, as we're in for Pam Yonke this morning. Midwest Farm Report back tomorrow morning and then every day next week from 5 to 6 a.m. Forecast for Racine and Thanksgiving Day today. It's going to be a bit on the cloudy side. Cold, too. Our high 34, low tonight 15. And tomorrow, a high won't even get to 30, looking at 28 for a high on Friday. Same story through the weekend. It's 27 now at Radio Park.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me, she's here by me, she stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me, yeah, she's here by me.
The days of summer rain are 5 or 6 months away at this point. Johnny Rivers on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. Pam Yonke is off this morning, the Midwest Farm Report, back again tomorrow. Don Rosen with David Mack coming up just after 6 this morning. Forecast stays cold, so if you're getting the house trying to thaw out the turkey, make sure it's in the house because outside it's only 27 degrees now at Radio Park. Not much warmer than 34. For today.
Rescue!
you, Bill Robinson, the Tears of a Clown on WRJN. For 97 years, your home for local news here in Racine. And now we bring you the timeless hits, too. Don Rosen, just after 6 this morning. David Mack is coming in, one of our city elders, to spend Thanksgiving morning with Don. We'll talk about city business, stuff going around throughout the city and county. Just kind of a great way to kick back, prepare for your family feast, hopefully later today. Maybe Don will even have recipe tips. He's got a list of weird stories. You may have noticed he brings you throughout the morning. There's got to be some cooking tips or weird cooking things going on in his stack of weird stories this morning. We'll find out after 6 with the Don Rosen Morning Show here on WRJN. She loves you, yeah. just a little bit of soul, the music explosion on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Early in the morning, I think we're alone now. Not many people are up. It's a holiday week and sort of a holiday Thursday. If you're up, you're probably in the kitchen or having a cup of coffee or just kind of avoiding the loud, hectic noise before the whole family shows up, or worse yet, you have to go to your in-laws' house. Either way, we are here this morning. Don Rosen's on at 6, Dan Marcus at 9, Kurt Volman at 2, and then the Packers tonight, 7 o'clock on WRJN. Like I said before, though, we may be alone, just you and I in the house this early. You and I and Tommy James.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. Watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
gentle ballroom queen in reverse. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. He's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Tears are falling, cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. These
good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby.
WRJN, Music and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will soon kick.